a very special time right now. In this moment of Mincha and Tisha B'Av, it's considered to be a very, very precious time. You know, by the Tzaddikim based on Chazal, the Zman of Leidus Mashiach, birth of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And all the Tzvam HaKadoshim explain, it means the Leidus Mashiach within each and every one of us. Of course, it means something much greater than that as well, but Al Kapanim, for each and every one of us, we don't walk away disappointed if Mashiach doesn't come. It means Elidus Mashiach, that every single person is zeichet to a new haschala now. That by sitting on the karka, a person brings himself to a state of ayin, of bittul completely. V'nafshi ka'ofra la'koltia, he brings himself to the ground, mamish to the ground, like he's nothing. And then he has a rebirth. And that rebirth is a hischatshus, which was better than what he was before. We enter into the tkufa now called Menachem Av. Chassam Sefer says that until Tisha B'Av, which is really this time, although I don't know if he says it exactly, but until this moment of Menachem Av, until then it's called Av. It's Chodesh Av. But from this moment forward, which is already the Nechama is coming in, so the Chodesh has a new name, that's called Menachem Av. That means that every single Jew has a new name. And his name is Menachem, whatever his name is, it's Menachem that. Menachem Mendel that. That's his name. There's a shift in the day which takes place at Chatzais. Like a dilug. It's like it came out of nowhere. We can't even see the connection almost between the beginning of the day and the second half of the day. Already some tzaddikim that were very besimcha at this time. In the cheder of the Divrei Chaim one year, they danced for 4 hours straight after mincha. We're not going to do such things, of course, but... But it just gives us a Pesach into understanding the sweetness of this time. We only have a few hours of this time. It's like Ne'ilah. There's just a few hours of Ne'ilah. And then there's this Mincha and Tisha B'Av, this out-of-world time, where people are already tired during the day and it's important to try to chaperein, and there's the chulsha kicks in, and for everything which is so precious, we have to fight for it a little bit. And it's very tempting to go home and to go take a nap and to look at the clock and be like, oh yeah, only a half hour tomorrow. That's great. Fast almost over. But Tisha B'Av is not about the fast. It's not about the fast. It's a very chitzonious way to look at Tisha B'Av, that give a person a bracha should be an easy fast. It's not about the fast. If you had to break the fast, then you break the fast. Whether it's easy, whether it's hard, what makes a difference? It's not what Tisha B'Av is. It's not like you made Tisha B'Av because you fasted and you should be tzabrachin if you didn't fast. Fast or not fast. It's not what Tisha B'Av is about. It's a very chitzonious way of looking at Tisha B'Av. So once a chassid came to the Rebbe from Ashchiz and he had him a kvittel. Kvittel said, Rebbe, give me a bracha that I should make the whole fast of Tisha B'Av this year. So the Rebbe said, you don't write a kvittel for such things. Maybe for Yom Kippur you write a kvittel to make the fast of Yom Kippur, because it's not really a fast. It's just like you're in a different world. So in that world you should be careful not to eat. But Tisha B'Av, so if you have to break your fast, so you break your fast. You don't write a kvittel to make the fast of Tisha B'Av. Hope I'm not shattering anybody's aspirations of Tisha B'Av right now. If it is, it's good, because it's coming to a more premium place of understanding Tisha B'Av. It's not about the fast. Came into Itchi, you heard already on Shabbos. Came into fasting or no fasting. That's not the Iker. Because that a person gets to a place that he stands before the Rabbanu Shalom that he's a broken mensch. That without the Rabbanu Shalom in his life, what does he have? We spoke about it in the Nekuda Katana before. That Nekuda Katana, which the Rabbanu Shalom has to end it, is an Ein Sof Tikka Nekuda. It's not just the cherry on top. It's just not the final Nekuda. It's the Nekuda which is a Kol Shehu, which everything is included in that. You understand? Because that Nekuda of not knowing is much, much more than what we know. So we know that today is the Yortzeit of the Chozer from Lublin. Chozer from Lublin was a tzaddikim of all tzaddikim. It's like, it wouldn't be, it's not an embarrassment to the Baal Shem Tov and the Rebbe of Noam Elimelech, the Maggid, to say the Chayza's name with him. That's how great the Chayza was. The Chayza said, and we know that he had eyes that could see forever and ever, backwards and forwards, he said that on Tisha B'Av, by this time after Mincha, he could be Margish, the call of the Shofar. He's Margish, the call of the Shofar. And of course, at first glance, we would think, hey, that's the Shofar of Mashiach, right? Lead this Mashiach. He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And really, the two things are not separate from each other. Every time we build a Shofar Rosh Hashanah, it's an Eitz Ratzon that Shofar which we hear should turn into the Koyel Shofar Shem Mashiach. But he was talking about Rosh Hashanah, and he was saying that after Tisha B'Av, we say goodbye to the old patterns, and there's this Hishchashus which takes place, and there's the latest Mashiach. He says, I can hear already the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, he said. Serious Yid, we should be amongst them. Mevakshei Hashem, they go from Yantiv to Yantiv. That as soon as the Yantiv is over and they're still basking in the iris of the previous Yantiv, they already have eyes forward saying, no, what's the next Yantiv? What's the next Yantiv? And already we have our eyes fixed on Rosh Hashanah, also Tu B'Av, but primarily Rosh Hashanah. Making Chachana Sarani in Rosh Hashanah. A Jew has to live by Yontif to Yontif. He has to live every day, but he goes from Yontif to Yontif. He has something that he's always looking forward to, that gives him chiyas, that he sees it in the distance. And it means that there's a hisayrus of tshuva at this time. That normally Mincha is a time of dinim. And Yom Kippur is a zman of, excuse me, Tisha B'Av is a zman of din, but when there's two dinim on top of each other, we spoke about this on Shabbos a few weeks ago. So, Ein miyot achar miyot al rabbi. He said it creates a tremendous hisayrus of rachmanis. And that's called Leidus Mashiach. This is exactly why on Tisha B'Av, when we read Eich on the night of Tisha B'Av, we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuva ki ma'os me'astana katzaf talinu ad me'oid. We speak about tshuva on this day, and we say, ki ma'os me'astana, if we've done a lot, haven't we been kaitzif enough so much? And then we say again, Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuva. Because there's Shnei Yonanim which I hear. There's the Hashiveinu of, there's the Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuva of Tisha B'Av. And then we have to say it again because there's a Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuva of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in the distance. And that Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuva that we say at the end of Eicha is a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it's the Zman of Tshuva. It's the Zman of Hashiveinu Hashem Elocha v'nashuva. Chadei Shameinu, the Hischadshus of Yimei Kedem, which is the beginning of the new year, which is Rosh Hashanah. Chakal Yitzchak, Sfinker Rabbi, he used to say that come Rosh Hashanah, you have to take a shofar. Many times the shofar becomes clogged or becomes dirty. So he used to say, and I'm assuming this is his minhag, he used to say that when you wash the shofar for Rosh Hashanah, you should wash it in the tears that you cried on Tisha B'Av. It means to say that all the koilas that we want to say to Rebbeinu Shalom, all the tefillahs which we offer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, many times the pipes get clogged. And the way that we come to Rosh Hashanah is through the tears of Tisha B'Av. That we're using this Tisha B'Av right now to make a Chanas Rosh Hashanah, whether we're conscious of it or not, we can't have any entrance into Rosh Hashanah without a Tisha B'Av. Like we said earlier today, like the Pinchas Karetzer said, that it couldn't be a Gili of the Irish Mashiach without a Churban Beis HaMikdash. There can't be a kol shofar, if not for experiencing that Tisha B'Av, that a person comes to a place of bittul before the Rebbeinu Shalom and he says, I'm ready, says Tard again. And then he has that Hischachus in Rosh Hashanah. At the beginning of that Hischachus takes place now. That the seed is being planted in the ground and we have an opportunity to recreate ourselves and to have a ratzon like we spoke about before, to tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, we really want to be serious this time. simon to that, we spoke on Shabbos about the connection between Tisha B'Av and Shmini Atzeres. There was a Yid who was a Dayan with Aaron Shaya Fish, that he was in the summer, he was together with the Avos Yisrael from Vizhnitz in the city of Karlbad. They were vacationing and they met each other there. And at the time he really didn't know the Vizhnitz Rebbe. Avos Yisrael Kushmoy Kenhu, he was a person who loved Yidden. And at this time when they took out the Sefer Torah and they read from it by Mincha and Tisha B'Av, and they were ready to put back the Sefer Torah, so you have to say Yehadadu Hashem Hashem Kindizgav Shmoy Levadai. So the Vizhnitz Rebbe, he went over to Rav Yishaya and he put his mouth next to his ear and he whispered in his ear, he said Yehadadu with the Nigin of Simchas Torah. He whispered in his ear by Mincha and Tisha B'Av. And he said from the moment he heard that tune, those words from the mouth of the Heiliger Avos Yisrael, he says it was Makusher B'Lev Nefesh. It was the beginning of a tremendous Yedidus between him and the Rebbe. The Tzaddik is able to see, he's already planning in every single moment what's going to be next. He understands what to make of this Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is not an experience where it comes around once a year and when it goes away we're like, oh, phew. Okay, it's now 364 days till the next one. Halavai, I shouldn't be here next year. Something that every experience which a Jew goes through, he takes it with him and he prepares, which is why Tisha B'Av is called a Mayed. Because the fact that it's connected and it's a Hachana for Shoshan Yom Kippur, just that alone makes it a Mayed. Some Akhtarshim tell us that the Kavana for Elul is Hanaisim Bayom Derech. That it's a Derech like a Kriyas Yamsuf. We have to travel in a Kriyas Yamsuf in Chodesh Elul. And the reason behind that is because we have to go through a Yam, so to speak, in order to get to Rosh Hashanah, to get to Yom HaKippurim safely. And this Yam that we speak about in Elul and Chodesh Elul, why is there a Yam in Elul? What is the nature of this Yam? The secret of this Yam of Elul is that there's a Yam of tears that Klal Yisrael cried. We spoke about last night, we don't have tears. Many of us don't know what it means, tears. But the heart is crying tears, and the tzaddikim are crying tears. With collectively all of Klal Yisrael, we make a Yam of Dmais, a Yam of tears. Yam of tears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Yidden who went through a Tisha B'Av. And he says, only Yidden who went through a Tisha B'Av can cross these tears. Who can cross this river to get to Rosh Hashanah Yot Yom Kippur safely. HaNeisva Yom Derech, he gives us a Derech. And that's the Derech which we're making for ourselves right now on Tisha B'Av. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to look back and he's going to say, who are the Tisha B'Av Dika Yidden who, these are the Yidden who are going to be Nechtav and Nechtav in the Sefer Chaim this year. They're not going to drown in that Yom. And we can't say that we're amongst those Yidden. At least I can't say I'm by myself. But coming here and being by the oil is a way to say that we're connecting to tzaddikim who know something about this. That we're not here on our own merits. We don't know the first thing about anything, at least I don't. So we say to Rabbeinu Shalom in my ignorance to come here on Tisha B'Av, which is an important day to you, which is a hachana we know from the tzaddikim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur for the coming year, that we're connecting to these tzaddikim who knew about Tisha B'Av, who knew about Mashiach Tikeinu, who spent their lives with Mesiris Nefesh, Atzuma Al Ma'id, to bring that day of Tisha B'Av into a Moed like you want it to be. And the Koyach of the Tzibur is very great, the fact that we can have Yidden who come out here on a hot day, on a Tisha B'Av, where people would be sleeping and it's hard to come, and to come together, to work together, to be mispalel and to say the Vitaria together. The Koyach HaYachid is very weak, but the Koyach of the Tzibur, the Koyach of the Rabbim is very strong. So it's really a tefillah. This is not a Torah, it's really a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because we can't learn Torah today. But it's a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shalom that we're saying that we really want to live the way you want us to live. We want to have a meaningful Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, not just to be Nechtav v'nechla in the Sefer HaChaim in Gashmias, but to be nechta v'nechla in that Sefer HaChaim, which is the Chaim like you want it to be. Man chelekin Chaim, that type of a Chaim. I hope that in the schos of the tzaddikim and all the mitzvahs which we've done and will continue to do, and as we dedicate ourselves to Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim B'Shleimus, we hope and pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see that this day and the Hesedrus which is coming out of Aleph Klayis Avachamokim Shehem, that lead this Mashiach within each and every one of us, but collectively, that all those Nekudas and Nekudas Mashiach should be Mitzdarif V'Yachad, and should be created Hesedrus of that Kol Shoyifam Yitoich with the Mamos of Tishabav. You should hear that sound on high, Higiyaz Man. So welcome to Kol Shoshefesh of Mashiach, Bibi Haskoyel Tzedek, Meheva Menu.